A Deep Sigh of Relief in Troubled Times by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Candace McGarvey. Today's Bible verse is Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I don't know about you, but I find immense comfort in looking around at the ever-changing state of our culture and society and clinging to the truth that God never changes. Fads come and go, trends are born and then die, people's opinions are easily swayed, but the Lord is true. He never veers from His word. He never wonders if He interpreted this or that correctly, or if He heard something right, or if He understood someone accurately. God knows. God sees. God acts. In an unprecedented year of viruses and mandates and masks, of political outrage, social issues, and intense national division, the Lord reigns with all wisdom and knowledge. He hasn't left His throne. He's still in control, and He still cares. How do we know this? Because the Bible tells us in Hebrews that the Lord never changes. The same God who cared for His people in the Old Testament is the same God who made a way via His Son, Jesus Christ, to offer forgiveness of sins and secure eternal life for His children. Recognizing these facts about God doesn't immediately solve the myriad of underlying issues with our country, but it does bring a huge amount of relief. It allows for the opportunity of a deep breath, a reset to inhale the truth of God's word and exhale the promise that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you." When I spend more time on social media or watching the news than I do in the Word, I get overwhelmed by the problems our country is facing. I grow easily weary and discouraged by the seemingly insurmountable divide of opinions and beliefs in our nation, sometimes even among fellow believers. But when I step away from the voices of the world and focus instead on the voice of the one and only unchanging God, I hear more clearly. Problems grow smaller when our view of God grows bigger. During this difficult year of uncertainty, fear, and frustration, don't focus so much on letting your opinion and voice be heard among the shouting matches. Make effort instead to focus on the Word of God and to rest in His unchanging truths. When you do, you'll have more peace, comfort, and security than ever before, regardless of what the rest of 2020 brings.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To Who is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.